Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends, and Shesh Yehi Special Schuss. Rabbi Naam Rav Shirich Yehu, Schuss Chayot Chayot Fei, what's the Chayot Bispansi, Shalot Chayot Chol Yisrael. Mishnah Mesech Shavuos tells us that normally when someone takes a Shavua, he takes a Shavua in order not to pay a Shavuah below Mishalmin. But sometimes the Shavua is in order that one should receive payment. And one example of this is Achenvani al Pinkasa. What is Achenvani al Pinkasa? Ketzad, Memhem and Aleph. Lo Sheyomalo, Inakavana, Sheyomalo, Achenvani Lavalabayit, Ketuv al Pinkasi, Shtachayavi 200 Zuz. That it's written on my little notebook that you owe me 200 Zuz. And then the Achenvani of Nishbavinel fell. No, Chacham didn't believe him. Even with a Shavuot, there's no proof for his Taina. Ella, what it means is, Balabayit says to the Achenvani, Tainly, give my son 2 sa'ads of chitin. Send me through my son, and then I'm going to pay you afterwards. I'll pay you on Tuesday for a hamburger today, as they used to say in the cartoon. Give my son 2 sa'ads of chitin, and I'll pay you lachas man. Or ten the poali, poalai salamos. Ten lam, every poal. Give them whatever they deserve. Matbeos, small coins of a ma, but ultimately it'll come to a seller, and then I'll pay you afterwards. And then they had an argument, who, Oymer, the Chenvani says to Baal Bayis, based on what's written in this Pinkas, Nasati Lahem, Nasati, I gave what I said I'll give, and now pay me. Then the Polim say, Lonatam, the Mapetom, we didn't take anything. The din is, Hunish Babanaitel, i.e. the Chenvani, the storekeeper, says, I gave, but you told me to give, so pay. And they, the workers, say, no, we didn't get anything. So the Chenvani is Nishba v'Noito. Chenvani takes an oath, takes from the Baal HaBayis what he says that he gave. And they, the Poelim, are also Nishba v'Noito. They're also Nishba v'Noito Scholam, Mibal HaBayis. Ad kan mi divrei ha-mishnah. Yesh l'dayek mi divrei ha-mishnah. Lama lo ketuv? Lama ketuv? Chenvani al Pinkas or Ketzad lo shiyomer lo kasev al Pinkas yishtachayev li. So, what the Mishnah is doing is it's telling us a lashon that you would think that it, the only reason he's making his claim is because it says so in his Pinkas, it says so in his notebook, and therefore the Mishnah tells you, no, don't think he just wrote it on his notebook. In his notebook, that's not enough. It has to be that he says that he paid. And it's also written in his notebook, but he's also saying that he paid. He remembers that he paid. So why does it start off by saying, V'chenvani al Pinkasal, and then you're going to think that it means that it's just written on his Pinkas like that. And then I say, but that's not what it means. You just skip the whole thing and just tell us what the case is. That he says to him, give my son 2 sa'az, give my workers, etc. And then he says he gave it. Baal HaBayis says give, and he says he gave it. So why does it have to first say V'chenvani al Pinkas? Okay, it said lo shiyomer. They'll just skip that whole thing and just tell us the real case. So here's the makor for the tour in Siman Sadi Aleph, Shem Arosh B'tshuva, that the Mishnah is talking about, where the Chenvani is not saying Bari Shemasim. Rather, he says, "Ani motzei b'pinkasi shenasati lepoalecha kach v'kach." So we're soimech on what he says, that it's written in his pinkas. We rely on his notebook, and that's like a bari. So that's why it says v'chenvani al pinkasa. You can't skip the v'chenvani al pinkasa part, because it's not like you would think pshat of the Mishnah is. It's that he merely says that the chenvani merely says that it's written on my pinkas. And then the Mishnah says, not that it's just written on his pinkas that you owe me 100 tzuz. It's talking about a case that Baal HaBayis tells him to give 2 sa'az to his son, and then he'll pay him afterwards, or give the poor limos. And he says, I gave it. And they say, no, you didn't. So originally we thought pshat in the Mishnah was that he just makes the claim, the chenvani makes the claim that he paid, and it's also written in his pinkas. But that it's not pshat, that the Mishnah is telling us that it's not pshat, that it's just written in his pinkas, that you owe me 200 zuz. But according to the Torah, that's not pshat in the Mishnah. Pshat in the Mishnah is that the Baal HaBayis says, give to my son 2 sa'az of chitin. And he says, I don't have a bari that I gave it to him. So just being written on his pinkas is not enough. But when the Baal HaBayis says, give my son 2 sa'az of chitin, he doesn't have a bari that he gave the son 2 sa'az of chitin. But what does he have? That it's written in his pinkas. And written in his pinkas is like a bari. So that's pshat in the Mishnah. So we have to say v'chenvani al pinkasa, because it really is talking about, it's not just that it's that he tells him, give my son 2 sa'az, and he says he gave it. No. He says, give my son 2 sa'az. And he said, I don't know if I did or not, but it's written in my pinkas that I did. And that's why the Mishnah says v'chenvani al pinkasa, because it really, there has to be this pinkas involved here, because he's not toying bari. He doesn't say, I'm sure that I gave. He says, I don't know. I don't know if I gave or I didn't give, but I know it's written on my pinkas. And we relate to that like a tainas bari. So the Mishnah is telling us that according to the tool, that it's not pshat, that he just says, hey, it's written in my pinkas that you owe me 200 zuz, zelo maspik. But rather, it's talking about a case where the Baal HaBayis said to the chenvani, give my son a sesayim of chitim, and he says that it's written in my pinkas that I did. So in such an instance, the chenvani can take a shvua. We relate to this as a tainus bari, and he's naito. However, the Rambam in the 16th parak of Malva Veloiva brings the din of the Mishnah and doesn't write this inyan of chenvani al pinkasa. What's the lashon of the Rambam? Who skips the chenvani al pinkasa? So this is in Perek Tazayin of Hilchos Malva Veloyve. Chenvani shaya noisein lebal habayis menachonus kol ma sheyirtze b'toyras halvoe u'mekifu ad sheyizka beitz hakol u'foyrei aloi v'oemer lebal habayis ten lepoelim selo lebal choy v'imone sheyesh lo etzli v'ani etein l'cha harei chenvani omer nasati v'apolomer o bal choy v'oemer lo lakachti harei apolo bal choy v'nishbo v'noitel mebal habayis choy v'oemer. So the following laws apply with regard to a storekeeper who would give a house owner anything he desires on credit, postponing payment until the entire amount reaches a substantial sum, at which time he would pay him. The employer says, give my workers a sella, or my creditor the money, and I will pay you. Afterwards, the storekeeper says, I gave the money you instructed me to give, and the worker the creditor says, I didn't get it. The worker of the creditor must take an oath. He may then collect the debt owed him from the employer. Similarly, the storekeeper takes an oath and collects what he claims from the employer, for he told him to pay that money. So, we see here, the Rambam doesn't say a word about the Pinkas. איפה נעלם פה הפנקס? So we see this then that the Balabais says, give my workers a sela, or give my creditor the money that I owe him and I'll repay you. So the same idea as the Mishnah, that the Balabais tells the Chanvani to pay a debt of his. So this is talking about, according to the Rambam, where he's giving on credit. Because the Rambam says, Chanvani she'enosin lebal habayis menachanus kol mashiyotze v'teres halva u'mekifo ad she'yiskavetz hakol. So a storekeeper would give a house owner anything he desires, a bal habayis, anything he desires on credit, postponing payment until the entire amount reaches a substantial sum. So we see from here that's how the Rambam learns the Mishnah. The Rambam learns the Mishnah that we're talking about the Pinkas of the Chanvani, because what he writes in his Pinkas is what he gives on credit. Not the other things that the Chanvani does, not other Pulas of the Chanvani, but what he gives on credit. So that's how the Rambam learns the Mishnah, that when it says Chanvani al Pinkaso, and then he says, I gave it. How does he know he gave it? Because it's written in his Pinkas, and whatever he gives on credit, he writes in his Pinkas. The Rambam doesn't mention the Pinkas, but that's how the Rambam's learning Pshat in the Mishnah, that he's paying on credit. The Chanvani is giving this money on credit, and whatever he gives on credit, he writes in his Pinkas, and that's why the Mishnah mentions the Pinkas. The Torah says that we're somech on what he writes in his Pinkas. And that's like a Tainas Bari, that's why the Mishnah mentions the Pinkas. And the Rambam apparently learns that whatever he gives on credit, he writes in his Pinkas. And therefore, if he claims he gave it, you know, the Rambam again omits the Pinkas. But the Rambam says that if he gave it, he says that he gave it, and ostensibly because it's written in his Pinkas, so because that's what he writes, what he gives on credit. So he believes the Baal HaBayis, he takes the Shavuot. So explains the Gaon Rav Fala Kohen Kunstler Shlita, one of the great Hamidei Chachamim of Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, explains the Rambam based on the Magid Mishnah. Magid Mishnah writes, "V'yesh mishikasef shadim Mishnah seino, enu al bechanvani dafka shetikin lo sheinish ba v'naita. Avol b'shar shlichu yos, imam retain l'ploni kach v'kach mos b'shvili, from asati enu nish ba v'naita la tzarek lavi raya, kevin shano b'supokim, b'ikar adavri masawol im lav." Magid Mishnah writes that some people say that the din of our Mishnah is only talking about a chanvani, that we're attacking for him, that he should be Nishba V'naita. But other messengers, if he says, Tain to Kifta Ploni Kach V'kach Mos for me, he says, I gave it, he's not Nishba V'naita. He has to bring a Raya. Because we're Mesupik if he did it or not. So this din is only with a Chanvani. So it appears that that's the sheet of the Rambam, and that's Pesha Arichus Tvavah. That explains all of his what he's writing. But that's the Derech of the Chanvani to give to the Baal HaBayis, whatever the Baal HaBayis asks for, and he gives it on credit, Achi is kabit a kol, until the amount reaches a substantial sum. The Dafka B'chai Gavna, we say that he is a schus lishav of lito. So, the Magid Mishnah writes that it's dafka chenvani, and that's why the Rambam also says that it's, he learns like the Magid Mishnah learns, that it's dafka chenvani, anybody else, this wouldn't work. It has to be a chenvani, it has to be a storekeeper. And the Bach already explains like this, Lahedji and Simon Sadi Aleph, the Biyo Shita Zu, Chenvani Dafka, Dafka Gabi Chenvani, the rabbis made a takana because it's the derech of the Chenvani, give to the Balabais Bahakofi, with credit, Achi is Kabit to call until it reaches a substantial sum and then he pays. Mashkas Rambam, the figure has a takana le Chenvani, that's the Rambam who writes, Ushuazu takanas Chachamim and Akita as Chayfet. So it's a takanas chachamim, but it's a takanas chachamim dafka by chenvani, and he doesn't have to bring a raya. But other people, no, they have to bring a raya and apidin Torah. And here, there's a special takanas chachamim for chenvani because that's the derech. So that's why the Rambam was makdim a chenvani shenaisin lebal abayis menachanus kol ma sheyirtze b'toyras halvay. That it has to be dafka chenvani. Who his derech is to give the Baal HaBayis anything he desires on credit, postponing payment until the entire sum reaches a substantial amount. So that's a one mahalach in the Rambam. Be'ikir divrei Rambam said that it's afkir chenvani. Be'ikir divrei Rambam b'akdam hazu, we can also explain based on the Rimi Kash in our sugya. Who opens up that this chenvani, chenvani hamekifo, the Baal HaBayis shenoisin lamenachan is kol ma shetzarech b'toyras halvay shemekabitz etzlo, ma shemeskabitz v'akat noisin lebaal HaBayis hakol b'vas achas. So the lashon of the Rambam is kim'at k'lashon Ari Migash, who is his Rebbe, mila b'mila. U'behemshech Ari Migash, when he explains the chiluk hadin, ben noisin ba'akofa, V'chai gavne sheikim lo Baal HaBayis eitzel l'chenvani mos. Rama lo ten l'poli b'sela mos. So he's marich. And tam sis tevar aviv, so l'gav ee chenvani. Lo shaykh b'chai gavne shuos hanokim. Tehne no do klum. Ela nishba v'lo mishalem hu. Kein manu li b'yadcha v'halo oimer. Ein l'cha b'yadi. L'chai nishba rak hese is v'lo shuos hamishne. Chimigash is mechalek between the din of noisein b'hakofe, when he gives with credit, and the din of where the Baal HaBayis gives money to the chenvani, and he says, I want you to pay my workers with this. And he has a whole arichus, and in essence what he says is that l'gabei chenvani, in such a case where the Baal HaBayis gives him money, there's no shvuas hanokin. He's not taking anything. Rather, he's nishba v'lo mishalim. Because what's the Baal HaBayis saying? The Baal HaBayis is saying, you have my money. And he's saying, no, I don't. I already gave it away. So that's different than our case. Our case is where the chenvani gives on credit and then the Baal HaBayis has to repay him. So that's a case of nishba v'naitel. But our case is not a case of nishba v'naitel. Our case is a different case. Our case is one where he is saying, the Baal HaBayis is saying, you owe me money. And he's saying, no, I don't. You gave me money and I paid it up. I don't have any of your money. So that's similar to a case of one guy says, Reuben says to Shimon, you have $1,000 of mine. And Shimon says, I don't have money. I don't have your money. That's what's happening here. You have my money. He says, no, I don't. I gave it away like you told me to give it away. So that's not a case of Mishbah Vinaita. That's a Shuas Heses. That's where he's Kafir Bakol. He says, I don't know your thing. I don't have any of your money. I already paid it up. So that's different than our case. In our case, it's Mishbah Vinaita. The Chenvani makes an oath and he takes from the Baal HaBayis. But in this case, it's not Mishbah Vinaita. He just makes a Shuas Heses. He says, I don't want anything from you, but I don't owe you anything. Look there in the Yirim Yigash, who explains that the Gamlin in Apoilim, the Chagavim, Shiyakim, Balabai, Slitin, Mos, the Chenvoni, the Melagam Apoilim, Yishavu Heses, Bilvad, the Nehidishab, and Noitlim, Yishim Takanis, and Yishavu, and Noitlim, the Chenvoni, Alpin Kasso, Haimidafka, Kishit, Havai, the Chenvoni, Vapoil, Noitlim. ובזהו לרבון את הקונדל, למשקל אחד מבעל הבייס, אלא בשבור, כן דו הרייסי. ולכה כאב לכם וני, אלא שוק מבעל הבייס מידי, מפטר בעלמה, ותקפות המיני, בטען נעשה. So there the Midrash talks about the polling in an instance where the Baal HaBayis gave the money to the Chanvani in advance. So the polling also take a Shavuos Heses. And with their Shavuah they end up receiving, right? Because they're taking a Shavuos Heses that they didn't get anything, and therefore they're nota. Now the Baal HaBayis has to pay them. But the takanas nishvayim v'notlin, that your nishva and your notel, both of them are nishva and notel, is when the Chanvani writes on his pinkas that he gave the money, but he didn't, in a case where he hadn't yet received from the Baal HaBayis. So this takanim nishvayim v'notlin is when they're both nishva v'notel, both the Chanvani and the Poel. And there the rabbis made a takana, but neither of them can take from the Baal HaBayis. They have to take a shvur that's similar to Doraisa, and the Chanvani says that I paid and you owe me, and the workers say that we didn't get paid. There they're both nishba v'notel, and they make a shvur ke'en Doraisa. So that's in a case where Baal HaBayis didn't pay in advance. But in this case, that's in a case where when did they both nishba v'notel, where the Chanvani didn't take in advance? But where the Chanvani did take in advance, and therefore he's not claiming anything from the Baal HaBayis, so he's just Miftar Baalma. In the case where the Baal HaBayis was Makdim Maos, all the Chanvani is trying to do is just get himself off the hook. He's just trying to patter himself, because the Baal HaBayis says, hey, where's my money? Because I already paid it. So when are they both nishba v'notel? Where the Baal HaBayis wasn't makdim maos. Where the Baal HaBayis was makdim maos to the, where he did prepay the Chanvani, then the Chanvani just takes a heses to get him off the hook that he shouldn't have to pay. And the Poelim also take a heses. And what's their hesed? They deny, they say they didn't receive anything. And with that shavua, they're nota. So according to the Rimi Gash, we're dealing here with two types of shavua. When there, it's both the Chanvani and the Poel, so then it's a shavua ke'in d'oraisa of Nishbayim v'notlin, that the rabbis made this takana, that they should take the Shavuah and receive the money. And that's what we're dealing with, that's what the Rambam is dealing with, that's what our Sugi is dealing with. That's when he didn't pay in advance, but when he did pay in advance, that the Baal of the Chanvani takes the Shavuah's heses, that he doesn't have any of the Shavuah D'Rabbanan, that he doesn't have any of the Baal HaBayis' money. And then the Poelim The Yamigash says, you can see what he says inside over there, that it's not called a Shvuas, it's not called a Shvuah Kein D'Oraisa, it's not the Shvuah of the Mishnah, but rather it is a Shvuas Heses, that he's just denying, the Poelim are denying, that they ever received anything. He writes, the Chenvani takes a Shavuos Hasis that he did the Shlichus to Baal HaBayis. And the Poalim, and he paid. And the Poalim do the same thing. They also take a Shavuos that they didn't receive. So the Chenvani isn't Nishba Venota. He's just saying that I don't owe you anything. And we believe him with that Shavua. And then we believe the Poalim when they say that we didn't receive. And that's called the Shavua's Heses. And that's not the Shavua that we're dealing with in the Mishnah. Mishnah, we're dealing with the Shavuos HaNotlin. Whereas in this case, we're dealing with the Shavuos Heses. Because the Shavuos Heses is when you take a Shavuos that you're Pater. And that's what even the Poel is doing. He's also taking Shavuos Heses. He's completely denying. What is he denying? He's denying that he received anything. And Memela he's Notel. But this is not the Shavuah of the Mishnah, Shavuah's Notlim. That's only when they're both going to take the Shavuah and be Notel. But here it's called a Heses because they're not, because they're both denying. You can only have a Shavuah's Notlim, Nishbaim and Notlim, when they're both Nishbaim and Notel. But when only one of them is Nishbaim and Notel, and they're both taking a Shavuah's Heses, it's denying. The Chenvani denies that he owes the Baal HaBayis any money. And the Heilige and the Poel denies ever having received anything. The Rambam in Hilchos Shluchim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayin, V'din HaShalech Mamon Shebiyado V'yad Shliach, V'om Lo Holech Mamon Zeh L'Ploni Sheni Chayiv Lo. So somebody sends money with a Shliach, and he says, give this money to Ploni that I owe money. So the Shliach of Nishba Shavuos Heses. And then a Poel, Baal Chov, who was supposed to have received the money, the Ram writes in the Sugya and Kedushim, Daf Mem Beis, that the Gyos of the Rambam is Nishba Heses. Also, the Poel is Nishba Shavuos Heses. The Ran is Tameh, Ma Pitom is Noitel. What Heses is there over here? There's something called the Shavuos HaTorah, Shavuos HaMishnah, that Nishbaim Benikita Sachefetz. And that's a Shavuah Kein Shavuah Satorah. That's what the Rambam is talking about in our halacha. In our halacha, we have Nishba v'Notel. It's been a Kitas Chayfetz. Neshavah v'Shavuah Zuhi Tekan Eschom v'Nei Kitas Chayfetz Neshavah v'Shneim Lita. They have to take a Chayfetz. Where and a holy object and swear on it. Whereas in a Heses, you don't have to take a holy object and swear on it. But why is the Poel and Baal Chof here taking a Shavuos Heses? They should be taking a Shavuos HaTorah and Shavuos HaMishnah, that Kein D'Oraisa, because here they're Nishba V'Notel. Based on what we said, the Rambam is Miyusar on the... The Ram doesn't understand the Rambam, why there's a Shavuos Heses when the Poel and Baal Chov are taken. But the Rambam is Mavusas on the, he's basing himself on the Rimi Gash. And that's how we learn Pshat Nesig and Kedushin. It's only when Shneam Notlim they take a Shavuos HaNotlim with a Nikitas Chayfes. Otherwise, they both take a Heses. They both take a Heses just to deny the claim of the Baal HaBayis. And then Memela, the poll is going to be paid. So there's obviously a lot more to say on the sugya, so please stay tuned. But this was some insight, and we'll continue with Hashem. Shalom, shalom.